Levati, on the communication screen in Esme's bridge, looked thoroughly disgusted and angry.
Lieutenant Sweezy, you are in big trouble. Just what do you mean by disobeying orders and gallivanting around the universe?
Esme had thought about what to say that might take suspicion away from the Vigilance crew.
Sir, may I ask if the Admiral's bridge crew had detected Rascal prior to the Type B message?
No, you may not ask. Answer my question, dammit.
This was not the suave, pleasant commander she'd met at dinner aboard.
Sir, the Admiral is aware that Rascal has been fitted with a new suite of weapons?
Yes, what of it?
And a new suite of stealth gear, sir, which I was told you were not aware of, and which I'm under orders, secret orders, to test in a realistic situation. A ship-on-ship pursuit, in fact. So, when the Admiral left, I executed my other orders and followed. Since the Admiral has not commented before, I presume we were not detected.
You weren't. Not until you brought your weapons live. Care to explain why?
Sir, we're out near the border with a benignity. I'm assuming the Admiral is aware of another ship entering the system. On the possibility that it might be hostile, I brought the weapons live and contacted you so that you would not have to worry about us when we seemed to jump out of nowhere.
I didn't know about any such stealth capability.
Of course not, sir. It was all highly secret.
And they gave it to a jumped-up captain with a checkered past in Altiplanen? Somehow I doubt that, Landbride Sweezy.
I'm not the Landbride anymore. I renounced it officially, before witnesses. I told you that, sir, at the dinner.
So you did. Still, I could as easily believe you somehow suborned someone in my crew to conceal your presence. Sweezy, you are meddling in something you do not understand.
You're right, Admiral. I don't understand what you're doing. And I am concerned that you are out here alone, on the border.
You're not the only one who can have secret orders, Sweezy. I'm not here because I decided to go for a joyride. If we end up in a full-scale war because of you, I...
Esme dared not glance aside to see if her scan officer had identified the incoming ship. She just wanted to keep Levati engaged, keep him busy so he didn't jump Vigilance out.
Not because of me, Admiral.
Back off, Sweezy. That's an order. Back off, go home, and if I were you, I'd keep my mouth shut.
With every word he spoke, Esme became more convinced that he was, in fact, a traitor.
No, sir. I don't entirely trust you, sir.
You flaming idiot! Are you trying to get yourself and your crew killed? You do realize Vigilance could blow you apart like tissue paper, don't you?
Out of the corner of her eye, she could see a sort of ripple of dismay go through her bridge crew. But she herself felt steadier now that he'd openly threatened her.
Sir, I've been yelled at by Admiral Senior to you, and with all due respect, sir, yelling at me isn't going to work. Tell me what you're doing and why, or I will sit right here watching you until I figure it out for myself.
No, you won't, because I will run right over you and jump out of here. Damn it, Sweezy, haven't you caused enough trouble in this organization? Back off or else do exactly what I tell you. Want to know what I'm doing? I'm under orders to make an illicit jump into Benignity space to pick up a very important defector. I've been told it's of utmost importance. Now that you've stuck your nose in, you can guard my back.
Yes?
Captain, there's an urgent message. Ansible relayed from a Captain Sweezy?
In code?
Yes, sir, in code.
Harris frowned as she shoved her feet into her boots and headed to the bridge and the decryption desk.
Esme Sweezy is back in fleet and a captain. That's good. Now what?
Harris sat at the desk, inserted her command wand, entered the authorization numbers, and watched the message wriggle into clear. Urgent, urgent, urgent. Petrus Kenvenard aboard Vigilance reports suspicious activity by Admiral Minor Levati. Requests Rascal relay messages to you and Shadow Vigilance. Will report via Ansible.
Captain, there's another from the same source, by a different relay. I was just downloading all messages for this ship, and I...
See how many there are. Forward them all to this desk. We have a situation.
The next message gave a set of navigation coordinates. Vigilance taking this course. Will follow and report. The third, fourth, and fifth were the same. Harris could almost see the big cruiser trailed by the little patrol through one jump point after another, zigzagging through familiar space.
What is Levati up to? And why doesn't he realize Sweezy is back there reporting on him? Petrus must have convinced Kutsudis.
Navigation. I'm going to read off some jump point coordinates. Throw me up a visual and let's see if we can figure out where someone's going.
She read the coordinates aloud. She didn't want the bridge crew to know the rest of this yet. And while Nav set up the visual, she wrote out her own quick report to Sector HQ. Whatever Lavati was up to, she was sure he was not acting under orders.
Captain, an urgent from HQ was down the queue.
Send it.
She watched as that message came up clear. All ships, all ships. Report any contact with Cruiser Vigilance or Patrol Rascal. These ships failed to report on schedule. Presumed location, 389.24.005. Any ship jumping through that point, report debris fields or other evidence of conflict.
Right.
Someone had noticed they weren't where they were supposed to be. She encrypted her report, told the comm officer to tightbeam it to the system Ansible, and looked up to see the nav officer's visual up on the main screen. It looked like a random walk example in a math text, but something about it nagged at her mind.
What kind of jump points?
All multiples, nothing under a 3, but mostly low-density systems.
Not random at all, then, but an attempt to throw off pursuers. And, except for 2 jumps early in the sequence, they trended toward the border with the Benignity.
Damn the man!
Heads turned.
Sorry, we have a situation. A fleet cruiser possibly trying to abscond to the Benignity. I've just sent a message to Sector HQ, but by the time someone there figures out what to do, it'll be far too late.
You're going after him?
We're going after him. Alone, because we can't strip this system of the other ships. We have evidence that the crew, or some of the crew, may be aware that something's wrong, but they don't know what. In the context of a real mutiny, they're unlikely to start trouble.
Though it was worth hoping Mahari or Oblo would manage to knock Lavati on the head anyway.
But, sir, how can we know where to find them? They could be anywhere. And we can't cross the border. That'd start a war.
There's a tail on them. A very smart junior officer took the initiative and is reporting at every jump point. When we know what point next to the border they're at.
But they'll see the tail. They have to. They've got scan.
Yes, but they've got scan technicians who are loyal. They're covering the tail. What we need to do is get closer to the points they're likely to pick.
Do you know whose ship it is?
It's mine. Or it was. Admiral Minor Lavati's on it now. It's my crew who figured out how to get word out.
There was a long moment of silence as they digested this.
But thanks to the mutiny and the resulting scrambling of crew, a good part of the crew wasn't on the ship before and probably hasn't a clue.
Well, how are we going to stop them if we find them?
The obvious solution was one Harris didn't want to contemplate.
I'll figure that out when we find them. First, we have to do that.
Should I put a message to Rascal onto the General Ansible relay, sir? Do you think they could pick up messages, or are they lying too low?
Lying low, I would think. And I don't want to alert Lavati by sending messages to the Shadow we hope he doesn't know he has.
Right. It must be tough on Captain Suiza.
Not any tougher than things have been before.
But Harris could easily imagine the younger officer's tension. She was disobeying orders. She was sneaking along behind a ship that could destroy her if it noticed her. She was way out on the end of a very fragile string. Still, Suiza had a habit of making good decisions in emergencies.
Keep going. Keep on his tail until I get there.
She did not follow the earlier part of Vigilance's twisting course. She headed straight to the point indicated in the most recent of Suiza's messages. By cranking Indefatigable to the limit, she was able to ice through the intervening jump points and hoped that she would be no more than one jump behind when she came out and got Suiza's outgoing message. Her ship still had that annoying vibrato in its FTL drive, one that would leave its signature scrawled across any system it came to. But that had its uses too. Though Kutsudis wouldn't know it as her ship, he wouldn't miss that it was some ship. Indefatigable wallowed out of FTL with a last gut-wrenching shimmy, and Harris wished very much she had Kutsudis here to sort out the wavering bars of probability on the scan. If there was anything in this system, it was likely Lavati and his tail.
The Serrano Legacy, Against the Odds, is continued on the next CD.